You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Tanya Williams, Chief of Everything at Digital Conversations. That is an Australian tradigital consultancy that partners with clients to leverage opportunities across her traditional and digital marketing channels to drive more leads and more sales. Tanya, good morning and welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Lovely to be with you, Eric. Thank you very much.
And you are most welcome. So first of all, for starters, what is tradigital marketing?
So tradigital marketing is something that simply combines both traditional and digital marketing in a way that leverages communications across channels to make businesses more visible. So, I mean, we all know that consumer journey has vastly changed, and customers these days really are inundated with choices from around the world in terms of where they can place their marketing dollars. So as a business, how you compete in that environment is becoming more and more difficult, particularly from a marketing perspective. And we really are living in a tradigital world, and you know, people haven't changed, but how you reach them has. So it's all that being a bit smarter with how we approach things.
If you could explain why it is so important to take a tradigital approach to marketing for businesses.
Well, in these days, consumers are engaged with traditional and digital in different ways. So traditional is typically a mass media approach and reaches obviously a large number of people. And then digital really converts them and makes it easier for you to measure that. So I think it's really important to be across both platforms. And most importantly, to have a synergy of message across both is really vital. And this is one thing that I often find people do, and it's usually the basics that they miss. An example is, and I see this quite often, where someone will advertise a sale in a print ad, driving people to their website, and then you go to their website and there is no mention of the sale or the product that they were talking about on their homepage. So, you know, same message can be on both of those channels, but, you know, as a consumer, if you're not giving me the right messages, I get a total disconnection straight away. So in that circumstance, you know, I go to the website, go, awesome, that's what I'm after, and if I can't find what you're advertising, I mean, it's just a total lost opportunity. So I think businesses really need to get back down to basics and think about when they're doing their marketing, if I'm doing things across different channels, how do I leverage that and make sure that there's a very clear connection? And traditional strategy can really clearly articulate objectives and target markets and help businesses actually implement tactics that engage across all those platforms, not just, you know, digital or traditional. It really gives businesses an opportunity to leverage content across those channels to get more value from their marketing dollars so they can really use their content in different ways. And that's really where a lot of the value comes from.
Tell us, what do you do differently than other traditional or digital marketers, and how does this impact their marketing results?
Businesses really can't continue to do business the way they have been doing for the last 20 years. I mean, we know that the business landscape is hugely different, and the consumer journey, which is the most important part, is vastly different to what it was, you know, 10, 5, even a year ago. There's, you know, as I mentioned before, there's an extreme overload in the race to reach consumers. So how we approach our marketing really needs to be different. And that's one of the things that we do differently. So as a traditional strategist, I've got years of experience in both traditional and digital marketing, which means I understand both sides of it and understand it from a consumer perspective as well as a business perspective. So typically I'm able to review both those channels for my clients and really give them a fresh perspective from the outside in. But most importantly, that's from a customer and a business point of view. So I think that's one of the things that people often forget. They look at it from a business and don't look at it as a customer to say, well, you know, is this clearly articulating what we do? Is my website easy to navigate? Are my social media channels giving the right messages out there and so forth? So we're quite different to what a lot of consultants or agencies are currently doing. What we're finding in our market is we'll get clients to say, oh, yeah, we've got an agency, and they pretty much will just do what they tell them to do. So it's really sort of a one-way communication. or they just focus on digital, or they focus on social or one particular area. So where we're different is I take more of a generalist approach to give my clients a very good overall perspective of what is needed to get them where they need to be. So, and then if they need particular experts in a particular area, then I can certainly put them in touch with trusted people who I know will do a good job, say, for example, like in search engine optimization. I can talk to clients around that, but I don't actually implement that myself. So as a generalist, I will give really clear strategy and advice, and we can implement tactics, but there's certain areas, obviously, that we don't actually go and implement ourselves. But the thing is, we put you in touch with people that can do that. And I think that's something that's very different to most agencies because they want to try and keep it all in-house, which is not necessarily the best thing for the client. So at the end of the day, our goal is to make them more visible, provide them with a framework, and then work with them to implement those tactics that need to help them reach their goals without having to hire a full-time digital manager, because that's the other side of it. A lot of people think that they have to have internal resources. And if you don't, that's one of our areas especially where we can actually implement these things for you. So we really become an extension of their internal team and collaborate with them to make it happen. So that's very different to what's sort of out in the marketplace currently.
This morning we are speaking with Tanya Williams, Chief of Everything at Digital Conversations. That is an Australian traditional consultancy that partners with clients to leverage opportunities across their traditional and digital marketing channels to drive more leads and sales here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tanya, tell us more about the Digital Concierge Program and how that helps small and or low budget businesses become more visible.
Yeah, sure, Eric. Well, Digital Concierge Program is basically a four-month digital marketing package, and it's when we look at what customers are currently doing on their website, their social, all their traditional and digital marketing channels, so we can get a really sort of clear picture of where they're at now. Then we create a workable strategy and an action plan that actually spend time from that implementing it for them. So that can include managing their supplier relationships, actually implementing things on their social channels, setting up EDMs, whatever it is that they might actually need. Plus, along the way, we also provide them with a range of ebooks and fact sheets and so forth to help them learn. So it actually gives people who are time and resource poor an ideal solution for their marketing so they can really take the stress away from wondering if they're doing the right marketing, which is what we often find, or they really know where they need to go to from here, and that's another sort of key problem of finding the clients that we're talking to. And what we've done is that we've actually put three package levels in place, and we've specifically developed that so there are a solution for every business size out there.
Lastly, what was behind the creation of Digital Concierge being developed, and why is it so beneficial for businesses who want to grow?
Yeah, I developed it with my team. Because we noticed that we were getting a lot of the same challenges from business owners when talking to them. So many of them just didn't know where to start, or once they did have a plan, they didn't have time to implement it. So we found that so many businesses are confused by the choices, particularly in digital, because there is so much choice out there. And what they were doing was taking a real shotgun approach. So they had no direction. They ended up putting bits and pieces of marketing all over the place, really wasting their marketing dollars and not talking to the clients that they needed to. So that seemed to be a very common theme from the discussions that we were having. So we really discovered that people want a solution that will eliminate the stress and the worry and then stop them from having to make those costs and mistakes, which is what often happens. So we really built Digital Concierge around that to solve those types of problems for businesses. So it really gives businesses the confidence in knowing that they've got an expert looking after their marketing, that they have the right messages on the right channels, which is a big issue that we see currently. So we can put, the right communication tools in the right channels. And when I say right channels, it's where their audience is actually communicating, not just where they want to be. And being able to generate new leads and sales, so they're making progress towards their goals. So, that's the aim of Digital Concierge. We want to make businesses more visible using a combination of traditional and digital marketing. So, and we've found that that's working really well. The clients that we have working on that platform really like it because we meet with them once a month to set their priorities, and then we go off and do the work for them. so they don't have to worry if they don't have an internal team or if they've only got one or two staff, that they have to go, how do I find the time to do this? Because we take it and we actually then implement it for them. So it just takes all that stress and worry away from it. And that's really an ideal solution for businesses who just don't have the time and resources for marketing.
Well, I certainly think it's fabulous what you've created here and also of great value what you offer in the space. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about digital conversations online and how they can best be in touch?
Sure. So the best place to go would be our website. So that's just digitalconversations.com.au. So if you are in the US, don't forget the AU. And we do work with clients across the globe. So don't think just because we're down under that you can't talk to us, engage us. We love talking to clients overseas. I'm also across a lot of the social channels. So you'll find me on Twitter at @digital_Tanya. And if you want an email, then you can certainly just email me at tanya@digitalconversations.com.au.
Well, Tanya, certainly has been great to have had you, and thanks so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It was an absolute pleasure, Eric, and I look forward to talking to you guys at some stage in the near future.
And we look forward to that as well, and you're certainly most welcome back anytime. We've been speaking with Tanya Williams, Chief of Everything at Digital Conversations. That is an Australian traditional consultancy that partners with clients to leverage opportunities across their traditional and digital marketing channels to drive more leads and sales. And once again, the website of reference is digitalconversations.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.